This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. I just see a notification has come up on this desktop we're using, just saying weather warning just issues. Issued temperatures to rise.
Let's see apparently. So it's 23 in town now, right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's supposed to get to 26 later.
Yeah, I can see that here. 26 degrees by lunchtime.
By 2 o'clock. Fuck.
Wow. Do you know what I just remembered as well? And you're probably sick of me going on about the dogs, fine. But you know my friend Avian, she's on holiday and I have her dog for 2 weeks from today.
Oh God, I feel bad for dogs today.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Jesus, what do you do? That's you have that paddling pool, don't you?
I have the paddling pool, which is good, but just with two of them exhausting themselves playing all the time, it's probably not.
Is it Mila?
Mila, yeah. She's lovely, like, but as in the two of them just wreck each other's heads, they'd be wrecked. But yeah, guys, this is incredible. It is fucking incredible.
It's mad. I've never felt it, like, in Ireland, I don't feel. Yeah. Like, I went out on that balcony, and it's like being punched in the face.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's like, you know the feeling when you get off the plane and Murcia?
Yes, exactly.
Like, whoa. Like
say it again. Do it again.
Murcia.
Beautiful. It's like Barcelona,
only beautiful. So look, if you're listening to this, I hope you're lapping up the sunshine.
I imagine they're listening to it in December.
Do you think you're in that in delay? I think a lot of people will come in the daily.
No, I just mean like, well, yeah, they probably would. But like sometimes you'd like flick at a random episode, see what happens. Sometimes, yeah.
I don't know. I'd want to know. Oh, now how did that go yesterday for David? And to see how that went.
I would do that too.
Yeah.
But anyway, stay safe out there. Hey, stay cool out there. Cool
Dave,
one today.
Or hot one today. 28 degrees.
My God, we have the summer party on Thursday. It's nice that the summer party is back.
I'm big into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the summer party? I don't know if you were here for it. Do you remember the summer party where we all got two cans?
You were given two cans.
We were given, yeah, it was on balcony.
Balcony. I don't remember that.
We got given two cans and everyone was like, right, is that it? And HR were like, yeah, sorry, we should have ordered more cans. Everyone had to go to Peter. Peter's.
Tell me this.
Peter's pub.
What's the intel on Thursday? Do we bring her? Is it BYOB?
No,
God, no.
No, no.
What do they have? Like,
but you're going to show up with cans.
Like, what's the story? It's on the balcony here. Like,
yeah, it's a corporate event. They'll have gin, they'll have vodka, they'll have beers, they'll have wine, they'll have everything.
Do I have to bring my own Coors Light?
What a request.
Hi, Lauren, just want to check. Will you have Coors on tap?
That's totally a cool thing you could have. Yeah. I wonder, will they have a bar?
Now, not to be like, oh, look at us, I could see them bringing caterers in.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I wonder will they have a bar.
Yeah, I think they might.
Here's my one concern.
There's no cause. Drink responsibly.
Well, that. But also the balcony, right? It's going to be the hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fight for a seat and it's going to be a fight for a spot in the balcony.
There's loads of seats down.
I don't want to be standing for the whole thing.
Mm. And there's inside.
Or indoor. I don't want to sit inside with the offices.
With the doors open on five.
I know. I just feel like if I get a vibe that I'm not going to be able to sunbathe, I might have to go home.
Can Emma get her nips out at the work party? 087
You feckin' pervert. I just
woke up. Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Good morning. How are we?
Morning.
What's going on?
What's going on? How are we? Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, guys, I hope we all slept okay. Was it tough or are you all right?
I actually slept all right.
Yeah, I
didn't think it was too bad. Did you?
Got the fan on for the first time in a year. Got its little debut last night, yeah?
I don't think the fan helps unless I have the windows open, the curtains open, the blinds open, and then I'm blowing that cold air directly onto my face.
I actually found it kind of cold, you know. And I didn't do all that.
I got up last night and closed the window.
Yeah.
Well, I closed one of the windows.
I think that from Alan O'Reilly, you know, the weather guy.
Oh,
officially.
I know Alan O'Reilly. I don't know him personally.
Weather.
I just love him. But, because he always brings the good news that the hot sun is coming.
And he loves a good storm, the same guy. I think he said earlier the week, did I see that Wednesday's meant to be the real tough night for people.
Oh, what?
That Wednesday's going to be quite hot.
Overnight. Oh, no. Yeah, all right. Well, at least we know now. What can we do?
Well, you know all the good things, don't you? So on Wednesday morning when you wake up, close all your curtains before you leave the house. Keep
on Tuesday morning.
So the bad nights come on Wednesday night.
Yeah. Oh, Wednesday night.
So
if
you get up Wednesday morning, just get yourself ready from that point. Close all the curtains. Don't let any sunlight into the bedroom, etc.
Right.
And apart from that, I couldn't tell you.
Buy a Dyson fan.
Buy a fan. Yeah. The thing about fans is they sound worryingly like a microwave.
Every year, I think, do you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy an actual cooling fan, like a proper Dyson one. And then every year I'm like, but it's only hot for 2 weeks.
And it will be fine, yeah. And then you forget about how actually annoying it is until it rolls around again.
And they're always the most expensive when it's hot. Yeah. Crazy that, isn't it?
I don't love sleeping without something on me.
Yeah, no,
do you know what I mean?
I
like something.
I can't do it.
It doesn't really suit me at the moment. Anyway, we rock on. It's going to be another glorious day all across the city. And
lovely.
If you want to go last minute to Lewis, get yourself to that gig tonight. Those details on the show soon. Morning.
I see you everywhere in my life. Do you know that? Everywhere in my life. Because I see you first thing when I wake up in the morning. Well, obviously not in bed, but like, I mean, when we come to work.
I get you.
And then I go home and I think I'm safe. And I go onto TikTok and there is Emma Nolan all over my For You page.
Why? Like, I don't really post on TikTok.
No, it's not. It's like the three dental ads.
Oh my God.
It's just a picture. It's just a video of you talking about your Invisalign or something.
Yeah.
How you feel more confident these days.
Of course.
I'm very happy that you feel more confident. My mother of God.
Get off my For You page. My friend Emer said the exact same thing to me just the other night when I met her for a drink. She was like, would you get off my For You page? Yeah. So Three Dental's where I just get my teeth done and then I do some videos for them sometimes.
Right.
But Jesus, they put a few quid into the old sponsorship at the ads, all right, don't they? Because I'm popping up everywhere.
But then I was just like this morning, I was like, God, she really is popping up on my For You page like quite a lot. And I was just like, but I haven't really noticed. And then I looked at your teeth.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they're very straight, but they're very white.
Thank you, David. That's lovely.
It's funny that like you took that as a compliment. I didn't mean it as a diss, but it was just more of an I've noticed.
Oh, well, it's a nice thing to hear. Thank you.
Well, you didn't do anything, did you?
Well, I did what I was told to do.
What were you told to do? Because how do you make... Because mine are a bit like yellowy,
They're not.
No, they are. Okay with that. Like, it's not in a gross way. It's just teeth aren't meant to be that white.
No.
I would like my teeth to be that white.
I don't think my teeth are as white as you're making
out. You're like Ross in Friends.
No, I'm not. That's ridiculous. Ah, yeah, they are pretty glowing. follow me if we're in darkness, if the electricity goes out.
Honestly,
open my mouth.
Don't worry, Emma will smile if the lights go out.
What is the crack? Well, I have just been using some whitening lately,
which is
good.
Does that make your teeth sore?
So, yeah.
I did it before. I feel like, because there is whitening strips, I presume the one you're using is like the American ones or something.
Well, you basically, for the last while, I've always kind of had the American ones, Crest are the big ones, aren't they?
Do the Three Dental Place, do they do anything?
I don't know how they'd feel about those strips. I never kind of admitted to them that I use them sometimes.
So when you go to them, you don't get it whitened?
I hadn't until recently.
Okay,
so
what do they do?
When I was in recently, I got the... So what they did do, and this was, they take a mold of your teeth. So this is like the proper kind of official way, I guess, to do whitening.
Okay.
I don't think most dentists would like the fact that people use whitening strips. I'm guessing. I don't know. But they take a mold of your teeth and then you get this like liquid gel, I guess what it is, like a little mini toothpaste. And you do one of two things. You either put the gel within the mold that you've been given and then attach that around your teeth.
Right.
And wear it for, I don't know, I actually haven't read the instructions properly. I think I did like 3 hours, but you could do less or more depending on your dentist.
And is that the one where, cause like I've seen people before who have their teeth whitened, but it's from the dentist, they're paying like mad money and then they can't drink coffee. They have to like drink it through a straw or something.
I didn't see that in my instructions, but it might just be a bit of a waste of your own time. Yeah, like it would be sensible to maybe avoid coffee. Actually, sorry, like within the first 24 hours, I think you're meant to like hold off on, because obviously it just defeats the purpose then,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
because it's going to stain.
Exactly, whereas after a day or two, you should be grand. So if you can avoid eating like a really thick curry with a big orange sauce for the first 24 hours, then... get the bang for your buck kind of a thing. Yeah.
So when you're putting on the strips, does it make your teeth? Because I've done the strips before, and I don't know if they're probably Irish ones, so they're probably crap. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I was getting anything actually off them, but they were making my teeth so sensitive.
That's the problem. Yeah, lots of people do get a lot of sensitivity with it. I feel like a dentist now. Obviously, I'm not qualified, but
dentists
I
are listening,
found
going,
a huge
"Oh
problem.
God, I hate them."
What I will say is, do you remember the time? It must have been like last year or something. I came into work and I could barely talk on air, because I had fallen asleep with my whitening strip in.
Oh, yeah.
And it had stayed on all night. And every time I opened my mouth the next day, I felt like the gale force wind was blowing into my mouth onto a raw cut. That's how it felt. It was so sensitive.
Wow.
But with standard strips, you shouldn't have that issue. What you definitely should do, though, is make sure that
when you put the whitening strip on, it doesn't touch off your gum because you want to keep the gum safe.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
From
them.
White gums.
I'll give you now the whitening strip if you want to give it a lash.
I wouldn't mind one. Because Pippa brings me home the Crest toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, that's decent as well.
But I've never really massively felt like I've white teeth.
I
brush my teeth religiously. I know. Really, really well. And when I went to the dentist only a couple of weeks ago, they were like, yeah.
Your teeth are beautiful and very healthy.
Yeah, but they're just not, they're not white.
Turkey
teeth.
Do you? Don't go to Turkey. You don't need to do anything like that. I'll give you a whitening strip, boy. Mm. See you get on. The only problem is, he'll whinge a lot if they're sensitive, Callum.
Because I drink a lot of cold water. As soon as I have that whitening strip, it's just going to be like, it's like they're going to shatter.
But I'd say it heightens the sensitivity.
It definitely would do, yeah. Here's what I think we'll do. I'll give you a whitening strip, but then we'll do kind of a care package for you.
Okay.
So I'll also buy you or give you a straw. So for the next few days, I don't even mean for like staining. I mean for sensitivity.
Okay.
Have your cold water out of a straw rather than just going into your whole big lovely mouth. Do you get
nice.
Me?
Oh God, it'll be looking great from you. Thank you very much. It's like you're my dentist.
Lad, I'm an influencer. We had this conversation based on spamming people's For You pages.
There you go. It works.
Exactly. We made some accusations that we need to address and get sorted. Specifically, David Hammond, you.
I instantly have forgotten everything we did yesterday. I don't know what's going on.
Yesterday,
I'm looking at my sheet going, what's happening? Oh, yeah. I do remember this.
Yesterday on the show, around this time, we were talking about the fact that over the weekend, Harry Styles decided to run 10 kilometres to his Wembley Stadium gig. Kind of showing off maybe a little bit. Like, you're going to go and do an amazing workout at the gig, Harry.
It's so performative.
You're doing 12 nights at Wembley.
I'm Harry Styles, and I'm just like you. Shut up. Yeah, no, you're not.
Ran 10K, and on the back of that, I did a bit of digging to find out more kind of unconventional ways artists have arrived at their gigs in the past, such as getting on the tube or running.
I thought it would be a tough Google. I didn't think Google would have absolutely anything on this. Jay-Z getting the subway that time in New York.
Yeah. But we found ourselves in long conversation about Beyonce cycling to gigs over the years. She allegedly cycled over a Brooklyn Bridge to a gig herself. And I said, oh, my girl's too fab for that. And David Hammond made the allegation that there's no way Beyonce knows how to ride a bike. Okay? And he said, I would worry about her going out in the world on her own. I actually got a bit mean then as well and said, I doubt she knows her left from her right. And the whole thing was that her mother was too busy kind of probably getting her into stage school than teaching her how to ride a bike.
This is our thing. But before anyone goes, that's a bit ridiculous. It's just more so for the fact that who she is as a person. It's like you wouldn't really expect Elon Musk to know how to ride a bike because he's always been a billionaire. I doubt Donald Trump knows how to swim because he's always been a billionaire. Do you know what I mean? Things that they wouldn't have to learn.
Exactly. I can't imagine Donald Trump duck diving.
Why would she go across Brooklyn Bridge on a bike? Mm. Because A, she doesn't have to.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. It turns out Beyonce loves cycling.
You're joking.
And it turns out that we need to apologise specifically to Sandra that we upset yesterday morning.
You are so wrong. Dave, you're so wrong. Beyonce did cycle a bike, a mountain bike, in 2011. I was a security manager at the time in the Tree Arena, and I wouldn't mind. My son rang me and goes, guess what, Ma? I'm having a cycle in the park, and guess who's in front of me with her security? It was Beyonce. So you're wrong, Dave.
Okay, let's just go back to this.
I've never been more okay to be wrong. What the hell is she talking about?
2009 was the I Am Sasha Fierce tour. I was doing my junior cert, and 2 days before my first exam, very bold, went to Beyonce. That was the year she was visiting Dublin. She stayed at the Morrison. She did a few nights, and she went off and rented a bike from Phoenix Park at the bike hire there, and she cycled extensively around Dublin.
Do you think it's because she can get away from people real quick?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. She had an interview with Stellar Magazine, which is absolutely... Can I just say, well done, Stellar Magazine. That is a huge get.
Things were different back in the day, weren't they?
They were.
You could just... Like, Goss.ie would be, like, trillionaires by now if this was 2002.
They would.
Do you know what I mean?
They would. And they'd pull all the big stars. Imagine Beyonce being like, do you know who I'd like to talk to this morning? No shade, but like Stellar Magazine.
She was probably on the Late Late as well or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
In 2011, she, in hindsight with Stellar Magazine, looked back at the 2009 trip, calling that day she cycled around Phoenix Park one of the best memories of her life.
Interesting.
Of her life.
I do remember her going to Phoenix Park. I think they went to Dublin Zoo, her and Blue Ivy and Jay-Z.
That was all around that same trip. So she said Dublin has the most... Oh, sorry. So initially in 2009, she was pregnant on Blue Ivy. Mm. And that's when she did the big tour around Phoenix Park and everything.
I remember this, yes.
She said, Dublin has the most beautiful park, Phoenix Park. And now, she did say, I'm not a very good bike rider. I've fallen off too many times.
How? I knew it!
And she said,
I knew she couldn't ride a bike.
I hadn't been on a bike in 15 years.
I knew she couldn't ride a bike.
She said, it was such a beautiful day and place with the most incredibly nice, genuine people that I wanted to experience it. One of the best memories of her life. Cycling around Fino in 2009. Now, you're thinking then about the big trip with Blue Ivy when she was a toddler in 2014, yeah. A few years later.
Oh, was it 2014?
2014, they went back to Phoenix Park. She's such an affiliation to it. Re-rented the bikes, had Blue Ivy on the bike, had Jay on the bike.
I remember that one. But yeah. Specifically because it was on TMZ that Beyonce and Jay-Z were walking around Dublin,
yeah.
And no one was bothering them. And there was an Irish guy working at TMZ, Pete or something, I think his name was. He was working, and he was like, guarantee you, no one even knows who they are in Dublin. And your one was like, yeah, Jay-Z put Dublin on the map because he said in his song, Bubbling in Dublin. And I was just like, oh my God. I think that was my hatred of Yanks started.
The Formation World Tour, she was talking again in 2016 about her previous bike ride around Phoenix Park. And then there's a date uncertain on this around the same time because there's a photo of her cycling down Thomas Street. And no one knows.
Thank God, name she on Thomas Street. Who allowed that?
And she's two big security guards cycling around with her. But she's
back. She playing Vicar Street, like?
up on Thomas Street. There she is on her bike. And to this day, it's unverified if that photo was taken again in 2016 or if it's another one from the earlier days. She loves cycling around Dublin.
She loves Thomas Street.
It's one of her favourite things. Unverified whether the image is newly taken or was a resurfaced photograph from an earlier Dublin visit. So Sandra and everyone, slight apologies. She's not a very good bike rider, but she can ride a bike. So we were wrong.
We are
in
sorry.
Ways.
We are so sorry. We'll never talk badly about her again.
Taylor Swift now, and I knew it.
She can't ride a bike, guarantee.
Definitely not. You do the days of the blades
of the grass. Oh, hey, Spin, it's Lewis Capaldi here. Spin has all your tickets to my show.
That is true, Lewis. And today we are doing Last Minute Lewis.
Woo, ding,
beep,
ding.
Beep. We would not beep beep. Oh, do you know what? I ruined it all. How could I say beep beep?
Well, they do that too, but they're more famous for ding ding.
Shocking behaviour out of me. Lewis Capaldi, he's coming to Marley Park tonight. He's playing there for the next couple of nights. He's being supported by CMAT, which is ridiculous because she could sell out Marley Park herself. But it's class because you get to see two amazing artists in one night.
And also he shares the same name as Dublin's transport system, mm-hmm. Lewis. So that's why we're doing Ding Ding.
Last Minute Lewis, we've got your tickets to give away every single hour on the show this morning. And if you want to go to Lewis Capaldi tonight, we need you to WhatsApp us now. The word Lewis with your name, please, to 087-711-1038.
What a night to go to Lewis.
The weather.
It's going to be lovely.
Be
well,
stunning.
I think it is anyway. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be nice.
Absolutely glorious all day, all evening.
WhatsApp us the word Lewis and your name and location to 087-711-1038 if you want to go and see Lewis Capaldi. He playing Marley Park tonight.
That was quite good, Dave.
It wasn't great,
yeah,
but
it was
good. Fine.
It was a good start. 7:30, you're doing all right. Look, here's the thing. If you WhatsApp us now the word Lewis, if you want to go tonight, if we ring you back, you must answer the phone with a Lewis bong bong. A Lewis bong bong is demonstrated now by David Hammond.
Stop everything immediately.
It's a ding ding, not a bong bong.
It's a ding ding. It's not a bong bong, Callum.
Okay. Callum, I did. I
have the clip for you. The clip is better.
The clip is better.
Play
okay.
The clip.
Okay. A clip, we want. We don't want a bong bong, we want the Lewis.
We want a ding ding.
Ding ding.
That's a ding
it's
ding.
A ding. It's a ding.
Ding ding. Bong bong.
Bong is what Ben, Big Ben
okay,
does.
We'll look for a ding.
Okay, so if you answer the phone saying bong bong, you don't get the tickets. If you answer the phone saying ding ding, we'll give you the tickets.
Can you do your best Lewis sound impression?
Ding ding.
That's good. That's good. Well done. There's no bong bongs around here.
No
all
bong
right,
bongs.
Get on it right now. Answer any other way other than ding ding. Then you don't win the Lewis Capaldi tickets, which is no good. So get in touch now. Step one, the word Lewis in a WhatsApp. Step two, answer the phone with the Lewis. Bing bing. 087-711.
Well, stop everything.
Sorry, I said bing instead of ding.
You said bing. It's ding ding.
I'm so sorry. That was
ding
genuine,
with a D.
Genuine accident.
Ding ding. Lewis in a WhatsApp. Ding ding.
Dublin travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Not only is the weather going to be glorious tonight, there is a yellow weather warning for high temperatures today until Friday.
You sound genuinely happy about that.
There's a weather warning.
There's a weather warning.
Heat. Highs of 26 degrees. Let's see. It's Femi and Noble here on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. I was saying, since release of that song, I followed Femi on Instagram, and it's been so lovely to just kind of watch an artist be so happy on the daily about how a song is finally kind of putting them on the map and doing the business for him.
It's exciting.
It's so exciting. And he's a Dublin guy. He's spending a little bit of time in LA lately working on stuff. And big news for Femi over the last 24, 48 hours or so. Well, not news for him, but news for his fans. God knows how long they've been working on this. Noble, the song you just heard, has got the remix treatment. Now featuring the Kid Laroi.
Stop.
Isn't that so class?
That's savage.
Here he comes.
No way. I love it.
I'd love to know how this came about, but they're like in studio together having
fun. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, savage.
It wasn't one of those things. It was like, hey, you know, do a vocal on this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like they are together hanging out, which is just so cool.
That
and then
is savage.
Laroi comes in on the chorus as well. I love that the Kid Laroi is singing about four leaf clovers.
I love him so. I love the Kid
Laroi.
He was like one of my most listened to artists on Spotify. Yeah. I love him.
He's very
That's
cool.
That's unreal. Femi.
I know. Isn't that just brilliant?
So
you just
good.
Love to see it. An Irish artist doing so well.
Smashing it.
Hey Spin, it's Lewis Capaldi here. Spin has all your tickets to my show.
And we sure
tickets.
Do. Tickets.
Tickets.
We are doing Last Minute Lewis on Fully Charged all across the show today. If you want to get to Marley Park tonight, make sure you stay with us. We've got tickets to give away now, in an hour, in 2 hours' time.
Every single hour on this show, we're giving away Lewis Capaldi tickets, but you have to answer the phone saying it's a very specific thing.
Yes.
Something that Lewis might do.
Yes.
Not Lewis Capaldi, but some other Lewis.
Exactly. And we had a few faux pas, I think it's fair to say, setting this up. So,
I think so.
Let's hope for the best on this.
Come on.
If you want to get yourself to Lewis Capaldi, stay locked in to Spin if you want to be there tonight. One second there. Now I think that phone line has just dropped out on us. Here we go. There she is. She's still ringing.
Yeah,
that'll do.
Jessica, perfect. Thank you for not bong-bonging. Thank you for not bing-binging. It is ding-ding.
I almost did.
Jessica, you are off to Lewis Capaldi tonight. Congratulations.
Yes! Are you a massive...
I'm delighted.
Are you a big fan?
I'm so happy.
Yay!
And you know what? I'm half Scottish as well, if that helps.
It does help. It helps everything. We would have still given you the tickets, but now you can give us the ding-ding in a Scottish accent, Jessica.
I'm not even going to embarrass myself.
That would be dang, dang.
Dang, dang.
So what part of Dublin are you in? Will it be all right for you to get out to Marley later?
Yes, it would. I'm in Tallaght, so...
Oh, not too bad at all. And Jessica, who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring my boyfriend.
Lovely. All right, Jessica.
Do you think he'll be interested?
Yeah, we do listen to Lewis Capaldi a lot, so I think he'd be very helpful.
It makes me worried that you've listened to Lewis Capaldi a lot because he's quite sad. Is everything all right?
It's very sad.
Jessica, you and the boyfriend, enjoy the gig and tell Lewis we say hello if you get a chance.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, guys.
Don't forget, CMAT's on support. Get there early.
Ooh, savage.
Yes, I will. I'll leave work early.
Good on you. See you later, Jessica.
Good
well
luck,
done.
Jessica. Bye.
Bye. We've just heard that there's a chance you might not have heard the very important ding ding.
She did ding ding, in
we
fairness.
We can confirm that she did.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
On Spin.
When I wake up,
I feel good.
Turn on.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
On Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Okay, good morning. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're going to play the Tricky 10 in a sec. And another chance to get yourself to Lewis Capaldi at Marley Park tonight before 9 o'clock.
First though, I was back in the gym yesterday for the first... Back in the gym, bro. Mm. Back in the gym for the first time since holidays.
Well done for keeping it up.
Thank you very much.
Because it's hard, I find, when you're doing something and you fall out of the routine. That's when it's harder than ever to go again.
This is why I'd recommend my trainer. Because you kind of can't fall off. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because he'd be right there and going, what's the story? Mm. You're back. You're back a couple of days there. Have you gone to the gym?
Yeah.
And have you eaten well? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Make sure you're logging that. So shout out Jonathan Maloney. He's pretty good. He keeps me in the gym, which mm-hmm. is decent. But also, I think the gym is trying to get me to stop going to it now.
Why?
They changed the water. And you know, listening, I don't like any sort of change.
No, change is no good for Dave.
But it used to be freezing cold and now it's room temperature, which I know everyone's going to be like, it's better for you. I don't want room temperature water after a workout. I'm sweating. I need to cool down.
Perhaps it's just some kind of an issue that they're having with their cooling system at the moment. Maybe it will be back. Have you reported an issue?
I haven't, but last time I reported an issue, it was just the last issue I had was that there's changing rooms within the male's changing rooms, yeah. right? And there's a bolt on the door, but it's literally just a stick. Right? So it falls off very easily.
Uh-huh.
So when you take the stick out to open the door, yeah. the bolt might fall down to the ground or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So there's no way of actually like really locking it and being secure, which I would prefer to get changed on my own.
Oh, I mean, people would be going in having a look. Jay,
exactly.
I don't want that. David Hammond from the radio.
Exactly. I don't need them to see anything.
When you're a celebrity like yourself, you need a bit of privacy.
So listen, it was, I said it to them. I was like, here's the bolt. It just fell off. And they were like, oh yeah, grand. And I was like, the next day when I go, they'll have fixed the bolt. No, what they did was they just put the bolt back exactly where it was.
Oh, dearie D.
Which I was
going
like,
to give you grief for being like, I can't believe you reported an issue at a gym. But I do think some privacy in a changing room is actually
fair enough.
Yeah, yeah,
especially when you see, like, especially you've never had the privilege of being in a male changing room, Emma. It's different gravy.
What do you mean?
Like, you're talking bits everywhere.
Yeah, what's that about? But men just love showing off.
I don't know what it is, but we text into our house group chat and we were texting my housemate Linda and I was like, is it the same in a women's? And she was like, no, it's very private in the women's. Lads just love hanging it out.
I do think ladies tend to like, as in sometimes there might be like, if you're coming out of the pool or whatever, yeah, you might see boobies everywhere. But like there's an effort to be a little bit of decorum about
it. Yeah. But also boobies, they're quite nice.
Yeah.
No one's going to mind seeing them.
No, of course not.
Do you know what I mean? We don't have them.
Women's bodies just are elite.
They're much better.
Right now though, Achanish. Bemid Egg Imant on Tricky 10.
Nice.
Don't know if that made any sense. That just reminds me, I have an Irish lesson tomorrow.
Do you?
I do actually, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Let's talk about that later.
Later, yeah. For now though, the Tricky 10, we want to give $2,000 to Mark. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. How are things, guys?
Grand. You're saying you're about to brace the M50. Where are you coming from and where do you need to go to?
Going north side to Rathfarnham, your favourite place in the world.
My favourite place in the world, Rathfarnham. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Finglas.
I hope you get out early today because it's kind of hard to get out of at the moment with the gigs on tonight.
What's the story with like the traffic at the moment with schools and all? Is it any better?
It's starting to quieten down.
Is it? Okay, that's good.
This Friday.
It'll be short-lived.
Yeah, it comes and goes really quick. I remember when I used to drive a commuter hours and you'd be like, why is it so quiet today? Mm. Oh my God, it's midterm. And you'd be buzzing knowing you have that for the whole week or whatever.
And Mark, what's work for you?
I work in a school.
You work in a school. Oh, okay. So is this your last week? Is this maybe next week?
Yeah, today's last day.
What?
Tuesday?
Yeah. Well, I'm in secondary school, so today's the last day of the leaving cert.
Is it okay? Is it religion is the final exam?
5 maths and Arabic and religion, yeah.
My God.
There was a huge take-up of applied maths in my school. That was a real popular subject for the smart kids.
Really?
The extra applied points maths. For the smart kids, yeah.
Is it extra points these days?
It's like 25, I think,
like science
isn't it?
Well, no,
maths.
It's just that they count it as an extra subject to get extra points. In
case
okay.
I hear you. Okay.
Too bad or something else, you know.
Very good. All right, Mark, well, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. This is where we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see rescued Pitbull in Marley Park in July. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct this morning, we're going to give you €2,000.
Just in time for the summer.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. Tracy's currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 6 in 55 seconds. Secondary school teacher Mark, will he do it? Will
I think
he top
you can
the leaderboard?
Do it, man.
All right. Best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. Here we go.
God, you won't even mind the M50 traffic if you do well here this morning. Big deep breath in. We're going to kick this off. I meant to ask you, are you a teacher?
I am.
You're a teacher in a school. Okay, very good. So you must be smart then. No pressure. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number is half of 14?
7.
How many floors are there in a duplex apartment?
2.
In Chinese culture, what number is the ultimate symbol of luck and prosperity?
3.
What number exit on the M50 is for Finglas and Ashburn?
No way.
6.
How many spikes of hair does Bart Simpson have?
5.
If you are a 3 mobile customer in Ireland, your phone number will start with 083 or 08 what?
9.
How many hooves does a horse have?
4.
Complete the name of this rock band. Sum 40 what?
1.
How many Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them films were there?
2.
And finally, how many letters are there in the word futuristic?
10.
Stop the clock.
Ooh. You're speedy.
Mark, what do you teach in school?
Business, economics, home ec.
Business, economics and home ec. Fantastic subjects.
Oh my God. So you know how to bake a cake, but you
but
also...
But then you can sell it.
Oh, and you know how to sell it. I'm starting on my scones journey at the moment, Mark. You might give me a few tips if I was to get them in the shop.
The trick is don't touch them.
Okay.
As in like, don't eat your own supply type 5, Mark.
Exactly.
Poison someone else instead.
All right, Mark, how do you think you did, by the way, out of 10? If you were to guess a number, what do you think you got?
I don't know, because when I listen to the radio, you can hear the like burr when it goes wrong, but I didn't. I don't know.
I'm
if that
so glad you pointed that
on
out.
The phone.
Yes, that's the magic of this game. You can't hear
you
it.
You won't be able to hear it.
But everybody else can.
Oh, I actually don't know.
Okay, all let's right. Tot them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Score of 5, Mark. How do you feel?
Okay. Yeah, deflated.
Well, look, aww. It's 50%, Mark. And as you would always tell your kids, the other 50% is just a wasted. You've already passed. You know what I mean? I wouldn't worry about
college,
it.
Who cares?
There's 10 questions. If you've answered all 5 correct, you may as well stop. All right, Mark, let's have a look and see the ones you got wrong. In Chinese culture, what number is the ultimate symbol of luck and prosperity? Apparently it's number 8, which is a bit of a bizarre number. You said 3. What number exit on the M50 is for Finglas and Ashburn? I'm surprised you didn't get this. You said exit 6, but it's exit 5. How many spikes of hair does Bart Simpson have? You said 5. The answer was 9. If you're a 3 mobile customer in Ireland, your phone number will start with 083 or 08 what? You said 9, but the answer was 086.
So what happened there was the 02 customers came over to 3.
Okay, yes. Interesting. Yeah. And finally, how many Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them films were there? You said 2, but there were 3. Mark, 50%, not bad at all. It doesn't top you the leaderboard, but did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
And that's what you have that nobody else really, unless their teacher has right now, is that feeling of finishing up for the summer.
Yeah.
And that is something exactly. That money can't buy.
That's that fantastic feeling, Mark. Enjoy it. Please continue to listen to us even though you have the summer off.
Cheers.
See you later. Bye, Mark.
Good luck, Mark. Bye, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Do you know what would be buzzing about if I was a teacher and I got to, like, if I was finishing today?
Yeah.
I'd go and watch all the 1 a.m., 4 a.m. matches. Wouldn't that be class?
Imagine all the teachers now.
It doesn't matter.
Nocturnal for the summer.
Honestly.
Oh,
I'd
guys.
Sleep for the entire of the day. And be awake the entirety of the night.
Just, yeah, get back into your night. As I think is natural for you.
Yeah.
You're more of a night owl than
I
you
really
are.
Am.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't think being on this show. But
I was such a nocturnal person as well before I started this shift. Callum.
At Columbia and Congo at 3 a.m. tonight. I'd be watching that.
I would, yeah. Yeah. I
don't why
know,
not?
I don't know if I would do that.
Panama like, and Croatia at midnight.
Even the England-Ghana match tonight at 9 o'clock. I'm like, that's very late.
It's very late. That's one half and then bed for me.
Yeah. Sorry, did you say Columbia or
Colombo?
Columbia and Congo.
What? That's Owen's team recorded with his class. Maybe that's the last time the class
was in the show sweepstake.
Yes, Panama, absolutely. Croatia at midnight.
Yeah.
I'd be so watching that if I was
I know. Do you remember that feeling though, genuinely, of just wrapping up for the summer? It was unbelievable.
It really was like, amazing.
Bye friends. It was so emotional. See you never.
When you did the leave insert and you were finished, that walking out the gate that day. Oh, unbelievable.
Mic drop.
Like a touch of emotion, being like, I'm leaving the school.
There's only one better feeling, and that is winning the Tricky 10. But you can do tomorrow, Tricky, in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
You could even come after 9 and win it in an hour's time. Get in touch now if you want to win.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Around this time yesterday morning, I brought you some news. My boyfriend Jack was in Spain over the weekend with his friend from England. They went to somewhere in Alicante to watch World Cup matches.
Oh, no, fair enough. We don't have them here.
No, there's no tellies here.
There's no tellies here. We haven't invented them in Ireland yet.
Yeah, not Mexico, not Canada, not America, Spain.
I was wondering why you were saying that, and I was like, oh yeah, because that's where the World Cup is.
Off they went on Friday, and I mentioned anytime I spoke to darling Jack over the weekend, it was at, all I could see on FaceTime was the back of another pub.
Nice.
I think there was one out of pub activity, which was 2 hours of paddle. Other than that, it was Viva
Espana. 2 hours of paddle, my God.
Yeah, they were sweaty messes after that, I believe. I wake up yesterday morning to a message in my message requests from a woman. I said, we have eyes everywhere, ladies. The lady started her message by saying, hello, I met your boyfriend Jack tonight in Cabo Roy in Spain. I got nervous, but I was quickly reassured because I read on and she said, what a gentleman. I'm a 61-year-old grandmother. He's a catch.
I can't believe she messaged you this.
It's amazing. And I obviously had to deep
dive.
This
is some random woman, by the way, that both Jack and Emma don't know.
No, exactly. She found me on Instagram. I had to investigate. Collected Jack yesterday.
He must have been
down
talking all about you.
And I said, I better get to the bottom of this. Were you flirting with this 61-year-old grandmother?
I was just talking to them, right?
Flirting?
No. I didn't think we were. No.
And then
I wondered,
how dare he even attempt to corrupt two lovely country ladies.
One from Clare, one from Cork. A couple of country girls.
Hope he didn't lead them astray.
And it turns out that they all spent time together into the very early hours.
I thought she was English.
She is from Cork.
Oh.
She's a Cork lady. And they got to the point where they were taking photos together.
We had a really nice like laugh with them, right? They were like wanting to have photos with us, like.
What?
They were like, oh, we'd love to send this to, there's normally three of us. We want to show off who we met and who, you know, what she's missing out on.
Oh, missing out on the two boys.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
I was like, should we get a photo? They come up, get a photo sorted.
Don't know how I feel about an English man
trying
an Irish accent.
I don't think he was making fun. I think that was a genuine attempt.
Oh, hello,
It's upsetting. I didn't like that either. But I really don't think he's trying to be rude. I think he's just really trying.
I know.
Yeah. So I said, did you give this lady my Instagram? How did she contact me? And he said, I swear down, I did not. Like, there was nothing. I was like, what did you tell her? And he said, oh, well, I told her she should start listening to a radio show called Fully Charged in Dublin.
That's so funny.
And that it's really good. So she must have taken to the Google and got the first name and the name of the show.
Fair play to her.
And went and found me on Insta. On a ledge.
I can't believe she did that.
Well,
like, it's nice because she was probably on holidays with Jack and being like, I should let her know that her fella is very nice and she doesn't need to be worried just in case he is.
Isn't it so nice?
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's lovely. And unfortunately,
you can only kind of get away with that if you're 60, though. I feel like if you were a bit younger, you wouldn't do that. Like, imagine your one was 25.
Well, exactly.
And sent you that message. Wouldn't you be a little bit like, Jack?
Yeah, for some reason, in girl. Actually, I think I might be okay with it, but I get what you mean. There'd be more of a like, all right.
Yeah.
Nice, is he? What do you mean, nice? What was he doing? What does he say that makes him so
What's
nice?
What's nice about him?
How dare you? He's horrible.
He's English. Isn't that the nice about him?
But no, he is so delighted with himself after this. He was like, Dave called it a singlish weekend. Well, I passed with flying colours.
Fair play to him. Fair play.
And this is where we hand over to our producer, Callum, to introduce his favourite game.
Oh, I had a lot of fun making this one yesterday.
Did you?
Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. Some classic ones we've had in the past. 10 performers of the gigs in Croke Park.
Yes.
The most followed football team on Instagram. The last 10 World Cup hosts and loads more. Emma and Dave in studio. You've 3 lives each and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. And you'll win IMC Cinema Passes if you get a correct answer. Now, every morning after 9 o'clock, we do 3 old school hits in a row and the naughty threesome.
Oh, no.
And on the Naughty Threesome today, the first song is a U2 song. Nope. So,
okay.
This morning, I am looking for the 10 most streamed songs from U2 of all time.
I can't believe you're hitting us with U2, man.
I had
U2 of everything you could have done with the Naughties.
I don't know any U2 songs.
I had the most unbelievable time yesterday going through this.
We're starting off because we're just a bit nervous because U2 is not exactly a band that they were our parents' band, yeah?
Yeah.
So think we know of some their of bangers. The big ones.
It's all the bangers. Okay. It's the top 10 most streamed U2 songs of all time.
I know one.
Let's go.
Let's go with
Beautiful Day.
Beautiful Day. It's in the top 10. It's in at number 4.
Number 4. It's a beautiful day.
So we are looking for the 10 most streamed songs from U2 of all time. Just for clarity, it's only U2 songs, not songs featuring U2. So they did a song with Kendrick Lamar, let's say.
They were the featured artist
there. So it's not those.
So for example, my example is Team Up with Mary J. Blige, but they're the lead artist, and that is a song called One.
One is in there at number 3.
Number 3. Carry each other, carry
each other.
Okay.
I've never heard that song before in my life.
U2, an amazing band. We have another big song from them called, have you got a guess, Dave?
Nope.
Vertigo.
Hello, hello. Hola. It's the song that we're playing in the Naughty Threesome after 9. It's number 10.
Number 10. Hola.
I don't know any U2 songs. I know Beautiful Day.
Really?
That is all I know.
Okay, let's throw in, please.
It's my parents' band. It's not me. It's not my band. I wouldn't know a single U2 album or... I know Bono.
Bono's not in the list.
If you were to ask my dad, he would say The Edge once stole his wallet. They were at a gig and The Edge was behind him and my dad left the gig without his wallet and he said The Edge must have stolen it. But I don't know any of their songs.
Right, I'm on my own here. Well, we know the big one singing in my head for the last few minutes. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I do know that, yeah.
It's number 5.
It's number 5.
Sunday, Sunday. I would say let's go to Dave, but we'll go back to Emma.
I know Sunday, bloody Sunday because of Alan Partridge. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
It has that much more significant meaning for Irish people than that.
I know, obviously. I know what Bloody Sunday is, but I forgot that it was a song until Alan Partridge. This is really sad because this is my favourite game, Top 10 Tuesday, and it's just one of those. It's the same as the underground things in London you did. I was just like, I have no idea.
Well, this is kind of one that maybe would work for Dave because of the position he finds himself in this morning. What about, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah.
It's number 2.
It's Ooh. Number 2. Question for Callum. Is that song actually called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For? It's the
called,
full long answer.
Yeah, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking
You're
For.
You're smashing this, by the way.
I don't know. I'm starting to run dry about
it. Absolutely smashing. I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. I do know that song.
There's one more I think that's coming to me. And after that, I think I'm running low.
I'm trying to think. The only other thing I know about U2 is that, do you remember they made everyone have their album on iTunes?
They forced it onto people's iTunes, yeah.
None of those songs make it in the list.
Shocking.
What about Where the Streets Have No Name?
Where the Streets Have No Name? Have you heard of that song before?
I've heard of the lyric, yeah. Or I've heard of the thing.
It's number 7.
Wow. Where the streets have no
name. I just don't know after this, to be honest.
Emma, you've smashed it.
Where are we at, Callum?
You've got 6 down. So there's only 4 to go. We're looking for the 10 most streamed songs from U2 of all time. Number 1 we're looking for still. Number 6, number 8 and number 9, the ones that you've guessed that are in the list. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. 1, Beautiful Day, Sunday Bloody Sunday, Where the Streets Have No Name and Vertigo.
I'm trying to think Today FM's playlist.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You do lots of shows on Today FM and they play a lot of U2 and that's why this one's just come to me. With or without you.
Ah, yeah.
With 1.4 billion streams.
Wow.
It's number 1.
Wow. And I know that they released that album a few years ago with the what's that famous tree in California?
Joshua Tree.
Oh,
damn it. Why didn't you let me get one?
I don't know if that features on the top 10 most streamed. Do you know what I mean? I think the classics from the era were...
Again, something I only know because of Alan Partridge. When he brings his wife to that thing, that house, he's like, yeah, this is Bono's house. He like, he wrote the first half of Joshua Tree over there and the second half over there.
I don't think the Joshua Tree's in there.
No, the Joshua Tree's not in the list. Will we call it there?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to call it there.
Okie dokie. Do you know what? A valiant effort from Emma this morning.
Well done, Emma. That was very impressive.
No.
But in fairness, she is much older than me.
I just knew you'd do something like that. Rather than just giving me the win, you had to say, no, it's because you're an old bird and you love the edge. Shut up.
So we got 7 in studio. Emma got 6. Dave got 1. We're looking for the 10 most streamed songs from you two of all time. This is the list so far. Number 1 is With or Without You. Number 2 is Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Number 3 is One. Number 4 is Beautiful Day. Number 5 is Sunday Bloody Sunday. 6 we're looking for. 7 is Where the Streets Have No Name. 8 and 9, I nearly said the answer there, we're looking for them. And number 10 is Vertigo. Can you fill in the list? 087-711-1038. And there's 3 IMC cinema passes up for grabs.
Nice one. Okay, get in touch and help us out this morning. I just can't think of any more now.
No, I only know Beautiful Day because of Dear and Gary going, it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. D-Z-A-Y.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Right now, we are in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. What's the crack?
What's up?
Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. This week, we are doing, because of the Naughty Threesome at 9 o'clock, where we play 3 Naughty hits back to back, with there's a U2 song in there. So we're looking for the 10 most streamed U2 songs of all time. In studio, the guy did very well. Emma did great. Dave, not so much. We got 7 with or Without You at number 1. Number 2 is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Number 3, 1. Number 4, Beautiful Day. Number 5 is Sunday Bloody Sunday. We're looking for 6. Number 7 is Where the Streets Have No Name. 8 and 9 we're looking for. And number 10 is Vertigo.
Do you know when you said that the Naughty Threesome was kicking off at 9 o'clock with the U2 song? I got very sad. I was like, oh, crap.
It's good. As in, you knew that this topic wouldn't be for you?
No, I was just like, when he said it, I was just like, instantly, I was like, well, I hope the other two are good. Because I just am.
You're not a U2 fan.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I told you before, my boyfriend Jack first moved to Ireland, he thought that that Bono had this whole country in a chokehold because we talk about Bono way more than we realise. Standing by to help us out this morning is Steve. We are stuck. How are you, Steve?
How are you, Steve?
How are you doing, guys?
We're good. All right, Steve, what is your guess? What have you got for us?
First one, I think, is In the Name of Love.
In the Name of Love.
In the Name of Love. It's in there at number 6.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you know
why am I singing the other one? What's the other one, In the Name of Love? In the Name of Love. It's like BB Rex.
That's BB Rex.
Oh, Dave, that's the most spin thing you ever did. You should kind of be ashamed of that. And also proud. I was thinking, trying to get my mind thinking, Steve, of when they launched Sphere in Vegas. I was like, was there any like clips from Sphere that came out? Do you have another guess for us?
I think there's another one there, Stuck in the Moment. Do you remember the one when they're walking through the airport?
I love that song!
Stuck in a moment, you can't get out
of. De Gaulle, France, is it?
It's number 9!
Oh. Yes!
Get yourself together. You've got stuck in a moment. And you can't get out of it.
Dave, do not tell me that you
I've
don't know
never
that song.
Heard that
Dave,
song.
You are 31 years old. You make out that you were born yesterday.
I've never heard that song before. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
And we've one more gap, Steve. Can you fill it in or are you checking out?
I think Vertigo. You said that one, did you?
Yeah, Vertigo was Vertigo. Number 10.
No.
All right, that's you out then. Well, look, nevertheless, cinema passes all yours regardless. Thank you, Steve. Let's complete the list, Colin.
And the list, the one that
thanks,
we're
missing.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, Steve.
The one that we're missing, number 8. Whoa, The Sweetest Thing.
Ah.
Tune. Colin, you know I understand why you had so much fun putting this together.
Do you know what's interesting for me is when you play the song, like The Sweetest Thing, I just heard that, I'm like, oh, I know that song, but I never would have thought it was U2. It was like yesterday the radio was playing Gorillaz and I was just like, didn't know that was a Gorillaz song.
Well, we all learned something today. All those songs are courtesy of you too. What's number one again?
With or Without You.
With or Without You.
So that's their most popular one.
Isn't that mad to think when you've heard all those, as much as it's a great song? Mm. I wonder why that one that has had such excessive streams. Well, another Top 10 Tuesday, semi-successful. Thank you, producer Callum.
Back next week. And it won't be you two. Woo!
Hey, Spin, it's Lewis Capaldi here. Spin has all your tickets to my show.
Of all the people who might go to Lewis Capaldi, did you believe that I would be one of them?
Never, especially because every time he comes on, you're like, oh, can we not play something happier? Even though you like Lewis as a person, you're more of a bopper.
Yeah, I enjoy a bit of a happy song.
I do enjoy a sad song. Yeah. I enjoy a slow ballad.
He is at Marley Park for the next two nights. And you know what? Living in the area, the Olivia Dean buzz was so fun over the weekend. And then last night was a break. No gigs last night. And I was like, oh, I missed them.
Are you going tonight or are you going tomorrow?
I'm
going
to go tomorrow. Instead, tomorrow night. CMAT is on support, and this is your last minute Lewis. Bong bong, like the Lewis.
Why are you saying bong bong? It's ding ding.
We've been saying ding ding, yeah. I'm really sorry about that. I'm getting all confused. If you want to get there tonight, this is your final call. We have tickets to give away right now on the Fully Charged and after 9 o'clock, okay? You do have to answer your phone a very specific way, which I've just totally given away. But look, if this is your phone ringing, please do what you got to do. Get yourself to the big Lewis Capaldi gig tonight.
What was that?
Ding, ding. Oh, right, okay.
I was really confused as to what that was.
It's like, wait, no.
Do you know what it sounded like at first? It sounded like C-3PO. It sounded like...
It was like a sound effect I've never heard before. What is the crack with you?
I'm actually on my way to the hospital just for a little checkup. So,
okay.
But it's nothing to worry about.
Okay, that's good.
Just one of these things. But it's a beautiful morning. So,
it is a gorgeous morning.
And Ruth, would you still be available tonight even though you have a hospital appointment today?
I 100% would be.
Yay. Fantastic. Well, then you're off to Lewis Capaldi.
So excited. I actually have been dying to see or hear. I was actually planning on sitting in the garden tonight to listen to it in Rathfarnham. So I'm actually so excited.
That's so cute.
Yay. And you're in Rathfarnham as well, so you can walk to Marley Park.
The amount of Rathfarnham people we've had in this show this morning.
I know. It's our time to shine. Once a year we get on the map.
Ruth, congratulations and the best of luck with the hospital appointment today. I hope it's all good news.
Oh, well, come here. It's made better now.
Yeah, that's good.
Make sure to get down early, Ruth. See Matt's on support. Don't miss her.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Good luck, Ruth.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you want to get to Lewis Capaldi tonight at Marley Park, message us right now to get in to win after 9, okay? The word Lewis in a WhatsApp will do. You can go Lewis, L-U-I-S, or his name, L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, we don't mind.
We don't mind. 087-711-1038. Remember, I'm not going to mess it up again. You have to answer the phone with ding, ding.
Yeah, we do mind that bit. Well, to be fair, the only person who minds is me.
Nelly Furtado rounding off the Naughty Threesome this Tuesday morning on Spin. Dave and I just did something that was quite the treat. We went outside.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
It was better.
We just went outside.
It was steamy.
It was so nice.
It was so hot and steamy.
It was so hot.
It was beautiful. I can't believe how warm it is. Like, it's just gone 9:15. It is stunning outside.
It's like a punch in the face when you walk outside. Like, that's nuts.
I am so excited for today. Let's do this. Tricky. We played the Tricky 10 twice a day for 2K, and on to play right now is Siobhan. How are you feeling about this?
The nerves haven't been helping, though.
Don't be worried at all, Siobhan. You're going to be amazing. How do you normally do?
I normally play along and do okay, but then this morning I did so bad.
Oh, no.
An hour ago, like, when you heard it.
Yeah, the guy, the teacher, and I'm a teacher as well. So,
oh, God, and is it this on your last day, last week?
No, I actually finished last week, and it's grand because my kids are still in school, so now a couple of days.
Just to chill. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, exactly. What do you teach, by the way?
I'm primary school.
Ah, very good. What was your class this year?
Second class.
And what's your class next year?
It's second class again.
Oh, second class again. Great.
Oh, that's nice. I presume some of the class then doing community stuff, other members of the class not taking part in community stuff. So
Yeah.
It's a bit of a different year, I suppose, compared to the usual school year with so much extra stuff to get done.
Very
but
good.
You are done now for the summer.
Woohoo! And yay. What better way to start the summer than with a bit of money?
Totally. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock, Siobhan. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions and every answer will be a number between 1 and 10. That answer, if correct, won't repeat. Now, just remember, we can only accept your first answer, but then on the other side of all of that, if you definitely don't know the answer to something, you might as well give it a guess. It could earn you another point on the board. If you top the leaderboard Friday, you'll be off to Marley Park to see Pitbull, Mr. 305 in July. And if you get the 10 questions correct this morning, you'll win $2,000. How do you feel about all that's just been said to you? You good to go?
Yeah, good to go.
For the Pitbull tickets, at the moment, it's Tracy who's topping the leaderboard. She got 6 in the full 55 seconds. You can do it, Siobhan. We're rooting for you. The best of luck.
Here we go, Siobhan. Deep breath in, the best of luck, the tricky 10. And 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The band that had hits such as Reach and Don't Stop Moving were S Club what?
7.
A lucky clover is said to have how many leaves?
4.
3 replaced the phone network Oh What as the sponsor of Dublin's Arena.
2.
How many spikes of hair does Lisa Simpson have?
5.
What number exit on the M50 is Blanche and Navan?
12.
How many droplets of water are there in this sweat emoji?
3.
How many letters are there in the word Instagram?
9.
What number features at the end of the words bitten, brighten, listen?
1.
If you donated 1 lung, how many would you have left?
1.
Complete the name of this band playing Malahide Castle. Maroon what?
5.
All right. There's your time. There's your 10 questions. We got through all of them. But I'm curious, how do you think you got on, Siobhan, if you were to pick a number out of 10? What do you think you got?
I think I did okay. Maybe 6.
Maybe okay. 6. Okay.
Let's top them up and see.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yes. Siobhan! You have got a score of 7 and thus have topped the leaderboard. Congratulations.
Well done.
Very good.
Excellent. Well
Thank
done.
You. Although I'm embarrassed now about my 12 answers.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Look, it happens.
You topped the leaderboard and you got into the Hall of Fame. It's a good day's work, in my opinion. How many spikes of hair does Lisa Simpson have that caught you out? More than you'd think. She actually has 8 spikes on top of her head. Very thick head of hair in her. What number exit on the M50 is for Blanche and Navan? That was your epic 12, but the answer there is 6. There is an exit 12 on the M50, so that's understandable why you would say that.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think where exit 12 would be. Is it Marley Park? It's like you're exiting towards Longitude.
No, well, Marley Park is exit 13.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So yeah.
So exit 12 would be before that.
Yeah, yeah. What number?
I counted the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yes. What number features at the ends of the words bitten, brighten, and listen? You said 1, but at the end of each word is 10.
Bitten. Brighton
and listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's 1. And that's all the caution this morning. A lovely, valiant 7. Well done.
Well done, Siobhan. You have topped that leaderboard. Have a fantastic day.
And have a great summer. Stick with us now, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not going to be one of those ones that just ditches us now for the summer, are you?
No,
because they all do. Some of them do, you know.
You're coming across desperate there, Emma.
No, I'm just saying, some of them go away and then they come back in September like, hey, and it's like, where you been, girl? Okay, mind yourself. See you soon.
Good luck, Siobhan.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
I've had a look there now. Exit 12 is Knockline.
Yeah.
And I feel really spinny to be like, yeah, exit 13, is that Longitude?
Who's she? Where is Longitude? Yeah. Is
it just whenever I go to Longitude, it was always just like exit 13. That's why I think exit 13, oh yeah, you're on the way to Longitude there.
Coaches and buses this way, please, yeah? 087-711-103. Do you want to play
That's
the tricky
exactly
to end tomorrow? You could win €2,000 and stick with us if you want to go to Tomorrowland. We've got chances for you to win your way to Tomorrowland before 10 this morning as well.
I saw something yesterday that I absolutely had to bring to the show, even though I wasn't sure if I'd be allowed. Let me talk for a second about a station called News Talk, right? They are in the same building as us and they're currently doing a summer tour around the country. So different shows are basically in different places on certain days. Well, I came across the best reel ever on Instagram yesterday and it's from News Talk Summer Tour. Let me play you a part of it without absolutely any context.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Ooh.
If you've seen this, it's the best video I've ever seen in my life. If you've seen this, then you're going to know exactly what that moment is. If you haven't, you need to check it out. Okay, that was the sound of Pat Kenny going down the slide at Beyond the Trees at Avondale Forest Park. Now, if you don't know Beyond the Trees, it's a tourist attraction in Rathdrum in Wicklow. You can walk up the very, very lovely tall structure, and then instead of walking back down, you can get the slide down.
A lot of people might have seen it online over the last few months because Dermot Kennedy did a private gig there.
It was
unreal. Beautiful.
Do you want to hear Pat do it again?
Yeah, I want to hear that all day.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh my God.
So Pat then had some thoughts after going down the slide. And my favourite thing is his reaction after he comes through the end of the slide. He's sitting there with his feet tucked into a mat that allows him obviously to slide down the slide quicker. And he's such a professional that even though he's just been through a giant slide that took 12 seconds to finish, he's instantly back talking to the camera for his reaction.
Ooh, that was quick. Too quick. I wanted more. That was absolutely amazing. Too short, though. Absolutely too short.
It reminds me of that new Becky Hill song, More, More, More.
Yeah. He wasn't finished there, though. Here's some things that he wasn't expecting from the slide.
What I wasn't expecting were the vibrations, which I think are caused by the welds between the sections of tube, but it's the best
one. Of course, Pat Kenny brings in the welds between the sections of tubes.
So Pat Kenny brings in the welds and the tubes. I have brought in News Talk social media manager, Kira Tracy.
Kira, welcome.
What a video. Well done. Absolutely brilliant.
Kira broke the internet.
Genuinely probably my greatest achievement of all time. I can't lie. That was so good.
Did you get to go with Pat to that thing, or did you just post this?
No. I was there, so I strapped the GoPro to him.
And did you have to convince him?
Not at all. I was told he were doing it. I was like, amazing. I didn't have to do any convincing here.
So he was delighted to be going on the slide, was he?
Oh, completely.
Like, he doesn't strike me like he probably hasn't been on a slide since he was four.
Yeah,
I'd say
when he was five, he got real serious and got into a suit. Do you know what I mean? He probably hasn't had childhood joy in a long time.
Childhood joy is exactly what it was, like pure elation.
Pure elation. It was so cute.
And then how was it after? Was it like, obviously we saw on the thing. Also, I know this is really, really funny to talk about this packet thing when he works literally downstairs, but I need to talk about it because everyone on my TikTok is talking about it, and even Michaela Hayes, who's on from 10, texted me. She said, "Have you seen this video? I feel like you'd love it." I was like, "I love it so much. I'm going to do a whole bit about it on the show tomorrow."
It's Pat Kenny on a slide, and what more does the world need? And when the world is burning, let's talk about really fun things like Pat Kenny.
How was he after the slide?
Like, he was just so happy, and like that was no acting there. Like, he was just pure buzzing. Like, there was so much adrenaline going through. I went down just before him, and I was like, "Wasn't that so good? Can we go again?" I was like, "Let's go!" Like, we were both just so giddy about it.
My favourite thing is that in that last clip where he talks about the rivets and the welts.
Oh yeah.
What I wasn't expecting were the vibrations, which I think are caused by the welds between the sections of tube, but it's the best fun.
Sometimes Kira, this is the question that
I really want to ask you, right?
Okay.
You strapped the GoPro to Pat Kenny. You're the News Talk social media manager. You finish on the slide, no, he's buzzing. You take that footage home, you open your laptop, and you discover that you have found absolute joy recorded on said GoPro within slides.
Wow.
Ooh. I struggled.
Did you ring the girls and say, "Let's go to the pub now, I have discovered
gold"?
I've got the viral moment.
Honest to God, and I have seen that a million times. I still go back and watch it, and I just chuckle to myself.
It's unreal.
Amazing.
Kira, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for making that video.
Thank you.
Kira's getting brownie points from the company this month.
Yeah.
Well done, girl. Calvin Harris also playing at Tomorrowland this very summer, and we want to send you there.
We do indeed. We want to send you and a friend to Belgium, Tomorrowland, all because Coca-Cola have launched their new 500 milliliter super can.
Lineup includes, as we said, Calvin Harris, DOD's in there, Chasing Status, Chainsmokers, and loads more.
I really like saying Ingrosso.
Yeah, where's Maxwell? Maxwell and Ingrosso.
Oh yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Danny, she was on yesterday and she won our game we're about to play. In case you don't know what it is, you'll hear it now in a sec. Danny won yesterday, so she gets to come back on today to try and hold on to her title. And then we also have Preston online to take her on this morning. Danny, how are you?
Hello there. Hi. Yeah, ready to go.
Ready to go now. Danny, have you over the last 24 hours been thinking of a very specific number that you were going to guess on the doors?
Absolutely.
I'd say it's constantly on your mind, is it?
Yeah, and you know what? I think when you get it this far, then if it's gone, it's like, oh no.
I know, exactly. It's kind of a cruel way to do it, to be honest with you. But hey, that's what we do around here. Also standing by there, as we mentioned, is Preston. Preston, Are you a massive dance music fan, or do you just want to go to Tomorrowland?
I am indeed, yeah.
Have you ever been to Tomorrowland, Danny, or to Preston?
No, not yet, no.
No, okay, well, this would be a memorable experience. Let's see if we can get you there. Basically, Danny already knows how to play this. We have 10 Coke cans in studio. You're going to take it in turns to open a can. Only one of the cans is the winning can. Today's winner will come back tomorrow to defend their crown, and if you win the game on Friday, you win that trip to Tomorrowland. But if you lose today, you won't leave empty-handed. Thankfully, you will win that tray of Coca-Cola. So, line one is Danny. So, Danny, you get to go first. And listen, by the way, to the two of you, whoever loses, I'm going to feel really, really awkward telling you that. Okay, so just know that I'm as upset as you are.
I can't even look at Dave, never mind you. It gets really sad in here for a while, so please bear that in mind. Danny, have a go. Any number again between 1 and 10.
Number 7.
7.
Not there.
It's never number 7, I feel. All right, Preston, over to you.
Number 9.
9.
I don't know what it is about these sound effects, but each one I think has won it.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Danny, back to you.
Number 3.
3.
Oh my God, Preston, have a go.
Number 1.
1.
Oh, I thought it was going to be 1.
Yeah, me too. So 1, 3, 7 and 9 are gone, Danny. Have another go.
Go on, Danny.
Okay, 6.
6.
Oh my God.
No, not there either. All right, Preston, we're going down the wire. Let's give it a go.
Number 10.
10.
Wow.
Okay, Danny.
Callum, did you definitely put something in a Coke can?
You have a 1 in 4 chance here, Danny. 2, 4, 5 or 8?
8.
8.
No, Preston, you got a 1 in 3 chance. You got 2, 4, or 5.
Oh, lads, I don't like this at all. Come on.
4.
No!
There it is. Oh, Danny, I'm so sorry.
Danny, I'm so sorry. But we are going to send you out that crate of Coca-Cola. Thank you so much for playing.
Oh, look, I know it's very much not the same thing, Danny. I'm sorry, gal. You've been amazing. Try and get back on. You never know. It'll be the turn for the books. Of all time.
Okay. Good luck, Danny.
We're really sorry. Bye-bye.
So Preston,
that means you can come back on tomorrow to defend your title, sir.
Absolutely. So get thinking of a number you're going to choose first. Get it into Callum's head there and try and figure out what you think he'll pick tomorrow.
I'm not even picking numbers. It's a random number generator.
Is
it's
it?
The luck of the internet.
You're joking. Okay.
Well, then, I don't know. It's manifest or pray, if that's your thing. And we will catch you back here tomorrow, Preston. You could be off to Tomorrowland on Friday,
good
okay?
Good luck, Preston.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
See you later. Day.
Bye.
If you want to get on to play tomorrow, we will play around the same time. You could be heading off to Tomorrowland.
To see Maxwell and Engrosso.
Oops, it's Axwell.
Hey Sven, it's Lewis Capaldi here. Sven has all your tickets to my show.
We do. I presume he's in Dublin already. He plays Marley Park later today on stage at Marley Park and CMAD on Sport. We've got the final pair of tickets. Giving away tickets all morning. You must answer the phone a very specific way because we are doing Last Minute Lewis on the show today. 087-711-1038. You've been getting in touch with the word Lewis to play this morning. For now, though, let's make that call.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, Liam, we give you that. Well done. Liam, congratulations. You're off to Lewis Capaldi.
Well done,
sir. Thank you very much.
Are you a local of Rathfarnham, or will you have far to travel to this morning or this evening, Liam?
I'm from Sandyford.
Oh, grand. So you don't live there now, though, do you?
No, I don't. The parents still live there.
Well, you can say hello, ma'am. I'd like it as a sleepover tonight, please, if it's going.
And who are you
going
to bring, Liam?
I'll say to the fiancé, and if she doesn't want to go, we'll figure that out then.
Very good. I'm sure she would. CMAT is supporting, and Lewis Capaldi, it's almost like a comedy show and a music show.
Yeah. Have you ever seen CMAT before?
No, I haven't seen CMAT, but I've seen Lewis.
You've seen Lewis. So. Well, you know then what you're going to get with Lewis. You'll have a ball. But see, I have to tell you, you're going to be a converted CMAT fan after seeing her live.
Yeah, she's some brilliant. Crack. So some good. Crack. Liam, enjoy it. Have an absolute ball.
Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Liam. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Okay, that is it. We've given away 6 Lewis Capaldi tickets this morning. That's pretty good going.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Tomorrow, more chances to get yourself to Tomorrowland. $2,000 on the tricky 10 twice a day. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day.
Oh my God, lads, it's so warm out there. So make sure and stay inside if you're, you know, not a fan of the heat. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.